Hi, everybody, and I have to warn you that you may want to consider retreating to your nuclear bunker based on the news that I am about to give you. Now, please make sure you're sitting down because this is serious. This is really serious. I read in the press that Orthrus CH.1.1, a new COVID variant, is spreading in the UK alongside the Kraken, as the UK HSA issues a warning. These new variants could become dominant in the UK. Worse, they could combine. Yes, Orthrus might team up with the Kraken. Will it be then Orthkin or Crackthrus that's going to... I mean, this is serious news that I bring you. These new variants, which, you know, they which are just so laughable. I mean, listen... They failed with monkeypox. We laughed at monkeypox. They're trying to push the Kraken. Oh, the deadly Kraken variant. It's going to kill us all. And we're laughing at it. We don't take it. I'm afraid their narrative is bust. It's threadbare. And now that they're trying to say, oh, no, the Kraken, it's Orthrus, the deadly Orthrus. This is what they're saying. This is, I'm not making this up, by the way. This is actually the fear porn that they're peddling. They're trying to sort of, they're coming up with even more, actually, more and more ludicrous names. I mean, so how long before we get to the Omega variant? The Omega variant. The end of days variant. The apocalypse variant. I mean, don't they see that, okay, yes, there will be a small percentage of fanatics out there, mask-wearing quadruple jab fanatics, who will be going, oh my God, there's a new variant. It's Orthrus CH1.1.1. It's even worse than the Kraken. And we survived the Kraken, but Delta got us. And don't forget, there was all those other variants. It's awful, I tell you. Apart from those lunatics, most people just look at read this, whistle, have a laugh, and move on with their lives, their daily lives. Because we won't be scared. We never were. We were never intimidated by them with their fear porn. That's what keeps us healthy, I believe. It's the very fact that we read headlines like this and our instant reaction isn't to go, I better make sure I top up with my booster. I better make sure I wear my mask. I think I need to cut down on seeing my friends. I'll maybe impose a lockdown on myself. No, that's not our reactions. That was never our reactions. Our reaction is to laugh at it and go, this is pathetic. There's absolutely no evidence that these new variants exist. I don't believe that they do, you see. I know this is where some of you may not agree with me, but I believe that a lot of this is just people in labs playing around with modeling, coming up with genetic sequencing, and then claiming that they have discovered the new variant, the deadly new variant. And even if you go with the virus theory, which I don't, but if you go with the virus theory, then it is commonly perceived that as each variant of a so-called virus progresses, it tends to become weaker and weaker and weaker. So there's no fear left in this. You know, they've run this one now for 3 years. It's 3 years since the so-called SARS-CoV-2 virus surfaced in whichever way. And I think, I don't know about you, but I think they're out of steam in this one. I don't think there's any variant. I mean, going for the Kraken variant was funny because that was like almost sci-fi, wasn't it? I mean, it was like, oh, the deadly Kraken. You know, it's the King Kong variant. It's going to definitely get you. It's Godzilla, I tell you. You're going to, the Godzilla variant, it's going to get you. Oh, no, it's the Frankenstein variant. Listen, we're just laughing at you. We're laughing at you fear porn propagandists out there in the press, in the UK health security. I mean, this is coming from the UK Health Security Agency, by the way. Now, I mean, that's an Orwellian named organization. As you know, they changed, they in the last couple of years, they have been merging all kinds of things for all kinds of reasons. But ultimately, it's about the same thing. It's about their ability to try and push fear on us, to keep us scared, to keep us on the back foot, to keep us thinking that, well, if there is another variant, maybe we need another vaccine. That's what the game is. That's what the game is. Even though the take-up on their bivalent, you know, the fourth booster, is depressingly low for them. I think in Ireland, it's operating about 30%. Now, given that the Irish were pushing 90% for the other variants or vaccines, that tells you that even the Irish have sort of said, I think we're done. And it's the same, I think, in the UK as well. I think it's the same everywhere. I think generally speaking, the people pushing the vaccines didn't factor in the simple truth that the people eventually just get bored and they go, well, yeah, a new variant, right, okay, blah, blah, blah. Now, what's for tea? You know, people ultimately do move on. And I think that's what's happening in society in the main. Not everyone, but in the main, they are not that concerned about these things. They most of the normies feel they've done their duty. They've taken the shots. God help them. But anyway, they mostly think like that. And therefore, when these new deadly variant or stories are being spread around, I just don't think they had the cut through that they did in 2021. I think 2021 was peak new deadly variant year. 2023 is let's laugh at the new deadly variants because they're not deadly and they're not variants. At least that's what I think. Do let me know what you think. Catch up with you folks real soon. And remember, if you want to, go and visit our shop over in davidvance.net where you can see all kinds of goodies to keep you mentally happy and spiritually safe. Go and have a look at our shop. See what you think. Catch up with you folks real soon. Thanks so much for your time.